Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. John Patterson's here, too. John's a great member of our brain trust, going back now almost 7 years. He's the founder and the president of Progressive Insights. It's a consulting business that helps organizations just like yours and mine and many others around the world consistently deliver great customer experiences. He is the co-author, along with our good friend Chip Bell, of some outstanding books on the topic. Take Their Breath Away is one of them. Customer Loyalty Guaranteed is another one. Wired and Dangerous, How Your Customers Have Changed and What to Do About It is another one. So many important books that he's written on this topic, and we're glad that he's here. John Patterson, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. One of the things I know you're working on these days, John, is helping small business owners understand that even though we all know that a relationship with a customer is important, how to create, maintain a successful relationship with customers today is different, and maybe and probably a little more difficult. What do you think?
You're right on target. You know, Jim, as you write about in your book, customers' expectations have changed dramatically. They're up 33% in 12 months. It means they raised the bar on what they expect for us.
Yeah.
And today, Jim, as you talk about in your book and on your show, customers expect us to connect with them the way they want us to.
It's not their job to wake up thinking of us in the morning, is it?
No, it's our job to stay awake all night thinking how in the world we're going to connect with them.
How we're going to be there when they wake up, right?
Now, you better believe it, because we better be the first one there, and we better be there with a meaningful relationship that is done in the way they want it to. It's like they talk about their product and their service. You know, they want what they want, when they want it, the way they want it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way customers are today. And as you said, I was working with one of my small business clients yesterday about how we can build his relationship. Now, he's a retailer, a high-end bicycle retailer, and he's got two different types of relationship customers that he has to be ready for. He is the customer who wants to raise their riding experience, doesn't know a whole lot about it, and is looking for a teacher, an advisor, a counselor, someone to help them understand what they need to think about when they ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the other hand, he could have someone walk in the store who's an expert rider,
right,
who wants to go to the next level. And he wants to talk about the Mercedes, if you will, of bicycles, or getting some new tires that make him go a little faster, or whatever his or her preference is. And those two experiences are different. Those two relationships are different. And his folks have to know how to make those relationships, as you say, last. So you got to get into, how do I make a deep connection, and how do I understand that customer?
Well, what you're talking about is understanding who your profile customer is, right? It's because you kind of cover the waterfront of the landscape of this guy's prospects out there. There is that, and that is how they use your product, what they need to know, when they need to know it. But then there's a whole other thing that's going on right now, which, as you know, John, which has more to do with how they get this information.
That's right.
And when it's available to them, whenever they want it. Because the old day I used to ride bikes and a road bike, and in those, when I first started, I had to go down to the bike shop to learn about bikes.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that anymore.
No. You know, Jim, you're hitting on a great point. There's three things that have really changed the way customers view their experience. One of them is they've got way more choices. We all have way more choices. But the other one is they're much smarter. And they're much smarter because of what you just talked about, because of their access to information. And then the third thing you have to be aware of is the way they think about their experience. Mm-hmm. And they don't just compare you to somebody who does what you do. They compare you to great experiences all across their life. So if they've just been to Disney, and they've had a phenomenal experience with Disney, where every employee is just amazingly friendly and knowledgeable and proactively helpful, and then they come in and experience your place, guess what they're using to measure that experience? They're using that Disney experience as part of that yardstick.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to go back to something you just said, and that is you got to give customers the chance to get that information however they want it and whenever they want it.
And you probably can figure out what most of that is, but one way to find out, and I keep telling people this over and over, John, if you want to find out what you should be doing tomorrow or a year from now, ask your customers.
They
already know.
They do. And you know, you just unlocked the big mystery for everybody, and I hope your listeners realize what you just said and how important it is, and people don't think about it so often. You know, Chip and I sit with new customers, and we talk about, hey, let's talk about your customer. And they look at us, and they start talking, and then we ask them this amazing question. Well, how do you know? And they look back at us, Jim, like we've come from outer space.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say, when's the last time you asked them?
Why are we so uncomfortable with asking customers things like this? I mean, look, if you're going to have a relationship, you got to have a relationship conversation.
You do, and think about the important relationships in your life. And how did those come about? I bet they came about with some significant conversation and a whole lot of work. And Chip always talks about, you know, if you look at marriage as a great model for a partnership, you know, a marriage takes constant work. And so does a relationship with your customer. You got to stay on top of it. You got to know what they want today, but more importantly, Jim, what you said, you got to know what they're thinking about for tomorrow.
Right. Well, and the thing is there's so much stuff coming at them, as you said a minute ago. And if you're not approximating how they're getting their stuff, and I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm going to say something you heard me say many times before. Mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it is. But it will dominate your future.
And
I don't care what you sell, John. If you aren't making yourself available with some mobile capability, then you're getting behind the curve. Give us a website, John.
My website is TakeTheirBreathAway.com or JohnRPatterson.com.
Check it out. John Patterson and I will be right back 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Born on the bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.